Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now, and the worst may be yet to come. Severe storms across the Midwest have already caused heavy flooding and spawned a record month of tornadoes, one that residents of Vilonia, Arkansas, say wiped their town off the map. 4 people were killed, but the governor says everyone else has been accounted for. And the governor in Arkansas and Kentucky have declared states of emergency. The Army Corps of Engineers is considering the extraordinary step of using explosive to breach a levee in southeast Missouri to reduce the amount of water working its way down the Mississippi River, although Mississippi's governor is against the idea because it would flood 130,000 acres of farmland. And today, the Black River breached the levee in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, in the foothills of the Ozark Mountains. So let's check in there. 1,000 of the town's 17,000 residents have already headed for higher ground. Mayor Ed DeGaris joins us on the line. And Mr. Mayor, we understand that in some spots the water's going over the levees and then you have breaches. So tell us the latest.
There are several places south of town where it's been going over. Like I said, I think they counted from the aircraft like 36 places part of the way south of town. But just about a mile south of town at Butler County Road 607, it breached. And looks like most of that water will not come towards town. It'll go out into the farm fields and affect a lot of the county residents, which there's quite a few out in that area. It's going to cause some more evacuation of the county. And National Guard here now is going to help with that, and our Butler County Sheriff's and emergency management. And then we had another one on the last street in town bordering the river, Saxon Street, that breached at that point.
Well, when you say breach, help us understand. What does this mean? Is there like a 10-foot waterfall? Or what does that look and feel like?
Part of the levee is just giving way. Either side of it will be higher than the breached area. It lets substantial more water come out of the river into the area. Into the area, which causes more like, I guess it would be similar to flash flooding.
This sort of is a game changer, isn't it? When it breaches, it's the levees are supposed to protect you.
Yes. It's unfortunate for the county residents that, it's going to affect several more of those people. You know, they're our neighbors and they do all their shopping here in our town, and we don't want to see anything happen to anyone.
Right.
Luckily, they've listened and heeded our warnings, and we haven't had any fatalities in the area.
On the other hand, while the levees, that protect the town have breached in a couple of places, does that also relieve some of the pressure?
Well, the water is going down right now. We had a 5-inch downpour last night, caused a lot of flash flooding in town, which resulted in 59 water rescues within the city limits within about an hour and a half. They're still expecting the crest to be later today. I've heard 1 to 3 inches of rain today.
Wow, so the river hasn't crested yet, and you're getting more rain.
Yes.
What happened here? Because we're hearing that, normally we see sandbagging. We're sort of familiar with some of these spring rituals almost. But we hear in this case it just happened too fast.
Yes, I heard one estimate of at least 15 inches of rain since all this started here in town.
Well, we see Poplar Bluff is about halfway between St. Louis to the north, Memphis to the south. To your east, you have Nashville. But still a small town. And we're reading in the Associated Press, reporters seeing people out on one levee road with kids playing in water. One resident, you may even know him, Brandon Andrews, saying he's going to ride it out in his trailer. Are some people not getting how serious it is?
That would be my only assumption. Maybe they've gone through some high water and don't realize that this is even worse than the flood we had just 3 years ago in 2008.
And rain to come. So we know that 200 members of the National Guard are in your area, and they did some of these water rescues last night. And we understand there are shelters for them to go to?
Yes, we have our Black River Coliseum. I think right now we've got like 259 people in it. If they've got pets, we've got facilities there for their pets. I think we've got 90 or so pets in it now, and there's still areas that we haven't been able to get to. That now the National Guard's here, some of their high-profile vehicles will probably be able to get to it. If not, we're looking at possibly using our AeroVac to get to an area where we can reach some of these people out in the county.
Wow, AeroVac. Well, and we know the hotels are full in the area. Some people going to stay with relatives. I guess you just hunker down at this point.
Yes. It's like when I got home last night, my wife said, well, what do we do? And I said, well, time to go to sleep. Can't do anything tonight with it. So.
There you go. Well, we wish you well. Mayor Ed DeGaris of Poplar Bluff, Missouri, a town about 130 miles south of St. Louis, and they are keeping a careful eye on rising floodwaters there. Mr. Mayor, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.